The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Beach Corner with Diana Chickie is sponsored by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood, Ontario. Visit exchangingvowsbridalboutique.com for all your wedding and formal wear needs.
I am Jamie.
And I'm Roddy. We are Century Surfers.
And you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.
I'm Diana Chickie with Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, your backstage pass for all your entertainment. A new rock band, Century Surfers, based on the sound of the 90s with a modern twist, featuring the very talented guitarist Jamie Gottfried and vocalist Roddy Colmer. Jamie is best known as hosting the number one breakfast news program in Canada, along with being a news anchor and reporter on CP24, making him the most recognizable faces in Canadian television news. A veteran in the music scene, having rocked the stages across Toronto for over a decade. Roddy is a former member of rock and reggae band Rebel Emergency, where he spent 10 years as the lead singer and songwriter, followed by the release of two albums with electro rock band Most Non Heinous. He works at Sirius XM Canada and is a Howard Stern Show comedy contributor. Their single, The Wave, reached number 31 on iTunes Rock Chart, with a fourth single, Broken Puppets, released on August the 21st. A debut album is in the works for 2021. Joining me via Zoom are Jamie and Roddy from Century Surfers, who will share their latest songs. You're listening to Beach Corner, brought to you by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood on Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only truly local radio.
You are listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's truly local radio, broadcasting directly from the world's longest freshwater beach.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. Joining me via Zoom are two very talented Toronto indie rock duo, guitarist Jamie Gottfried and vocalist Roddy Colmer from Century Surfers. Welcome to Beach Corner.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us.
So you are both known separately, Roddy, as a former member of rock and reggae band Rebel Emergency. You work at Sirius XM Canada and a Howard Stern Show comedy contributor. And Jamie, as a popular television news anchor and reporter on CP24 and guitarist, together forming Century Surfers. So how did you meet? As I understand, Jamie, you were a fan of Roddy prior to being a friend.
Yeah, we had some mutual friends. You know, Roddy was playing in his band Rebel Emergency, and my bass player happens to have worked with and is also friends with the guitar player in Rebel Emergency. And eventually our paths crossed. And at one point, I remember one of my other bands was rehearsing in rehearsal studios, and so was Rebel. So, you know, it's just a fairly small community. And at some point, you know, you meet these guys along the way. So, yeah, we kind of met through some mutual friends, and yeah.
Excellent.
I remember seeing Jamie on TV, and I was like, that guy's cute. Like, I hope one day I can be in a band with him, because I know, like, we'll get lots of girls to watch us. So, it came true.
And how has the name of the band come to fruition?
I think, like, our music is heavily influenced by 90s sort of grunge rock, like Pearl Jam and Soundgarden and those type of bands. So we're sort of thinking, with our name Century Surfers, we're kind of surfing the century of music, trying to keep things sounding really current and modern, but also kind of showing our roots of the 90s rock and earlier 60s, 70s classic rock influences. So kind of like we're surfing the centuries of music, I guess.
And what is it that you like about that style of music, that music genre?
There is something about, I think, you know, the 90s was kind of like a hybrid between kind of like the 60s and the 70s with, you know, you had all these incredible bands out of Britain, you know, from Queen and Black Sabbath, but then you mix it with kind of some American rock and roll in the 70s, and then that's kind of what came out in the 90s, this really cool sound that was a little bit darker, but, you know, was rich with deep lyrics and really good musicianship. And it just kind of, and all those bands that we grew up listening to, one thing in common that they all had this like incredibly talented singer with incredible voices. So that's what also really stood out about that era as well. It's just every band had an amazing vocalist that had really, you know, thoughtful lyrics. And yeah.
And where do you draw your musical inspiration?
I grew up with, luckily, my parents love music. So in my house growing up, there was always music being played, mostly oldies. Like, I can sing pretty much any oldie because we would listen to this Channel 1050 Chum a lot of the time. Or I had an older brother who had an amazing record collection of like the Beatles and the Guess Who and the Doors and the Who and all these sort of late 60s rock bands that I sort of grew up listening to, that and Motown. So I got, and then getting into like Bob Marley and that kind of stuff. So there's this whole sort of wide array of music styles that sort of shape my music likes. And I know me and Jamie have very similar tastes, which is what I think what makes it easy to write together. So yeah, I think it sort of evolves, and you always want to keep an ear to the ground on what is popular now, so that you know what is modern and you know what younger people are listening to, and just mixing that with sort of what inspires you and what kind of music you love. So, yeah.
And how has the pandemic affected your musical career?
Well, it obviously, it put an end to any kind of live performance, you know, but it really kind of, you know, in a good way, it really pushed Roddy and I to start writing a lot more material, because we're looking forward to releasing an album in hopefully early 2021. And this has been kind of a good time to hunker down and focus on writing this record. And hopefully, you know, come the new year, let's cross our fingers that we start to see a little bit more of a vibrant and thriving music scene, because we definitely look forward to playing live. That's the one thing that's obviously that's missing the most in music right now.
Well, on that note, can you please introduce one of your songs?
Well, this is the newest single that we just released. This is actually the first song that Roddy and I really wrote together, and it's called Broken Puppets.
Joining me via Zoom are Jamie Goodford and Roddy Colmer from Century Surfers. You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio.
They come blazing out like a second sun, then they fizzle out, just another one. Broken puppets all, easy come and easy go. Who's got integrity? It's few and far between, just trying to fit in with the magazines. Kill the puppeteers, easy come and easy go. And all the tragedies to keep us entertained and desensitized, numbed and dumb to pain. Bring out another one, easy come and easy go. There's more to life than look at me.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio with my guests via Zoom, Jamie Goodfreud and Roddy Colmer from Century Surfers. Hopefully by the end of this interview, I'm going to get your names pronounced correctly. My apologies. You recently launched your third single, Perfect Title for the Beach. However, there's a deeper meaning with the lyrics. Can you elaborate for our listeners?
Well, I had this line for a few years. It was just this one lyric that said, someone needs to save the world. I think it needs to be a girl. And I just sort of had this idea of this, like, really powerful female. I envision it as, like, a female superhero kind of thing. And with just the world climate right now, and it's kind of like a messed up time, obviously. I was just imagining how the world would be if women were just running everything. I think it would probably be a lot more peaceful and maybe a bit more better off overall. But I think just even just seeing the rise of sort of powerful women over the last 20 and 30 years, and hopefully that kind of trend continuing, I kind of wanted to write like an anthemic female girl power song, sort of thing.
And how about you, Jamie? Anything to add to that?
No, I just think it was kind of interesting that, like, you know, we wrote this song roughly in, I'd say, January of 2020, and shortly after the pandemic hit. And when you listen to these lyrics, you know, someone needs to save the world. The thing needs to be a girl. Someone needs to come and save us all. And then all of a sudden, you know, Roddy's lyrics and the message of this song kind of took on this whole new meaning. And we're like, you know, we need to get this song out. And, you know, it kind of had, you know, a bunch of different messages within that song. So I think the timing was right. And to date, it's been one of our most successful songs in terms of streaming on Spotify. So that song really resonated with a lot of people internationally, which is great.
And your fourth single, which we just heard, Broken Puppets, was released on August the 21st. You just mentioned that. And currently, you also mentioned that you're planning a debut album. Now, is it for 2021 or are you planning still to deliver it at the end of the year?
I think we'd like to have it recorded at the end of the year, but I think we'll wait till 2021 to release it, just to make sure we prepare it properly. And end of the year is kind of a weird time to release music too. It's like Christmas music time and stuff and whatever else is going on. So I think we'll try to start the year off with a bang in 2021.
Nice. So tell us about your music producer and how you connected with Dusty Chesterfield. As I understand, he's also a bass player for Saga.
Yeah. Well, Dusty, I've known him for a very long time. He's been best friends with my cousin, who's also a musician who I play in another band with, a cover band. And so I've known Dusty my whole life, and bands of ours have played and shared many stages throughout growing up, and I knew he was a great producer, and I just kind of I thought, why not reach out to him and see if he'd be interested in producing a song. And he was completely gung-ho for the project, and he's like, you know what, let's just kind of continue doing this. And so he's kind of like the third member of this group. He's been great to work with.
Nice. And Jamie, how do you enjoy working with Dusty?
Dusty's not, he's an interesting cat, you know. Like as he said today, you know, you can't have Dusty without the dust, because all you're left with is why. So that kind of gives you an indication of what kind of guy we're dealing with.
Oh my
he's
goodness.
Awesome.
And
he's awesome.
Does kind of like he does sort of like sprinkle dust on the songs. Like he's sort of like a mad scientist kind of guy. So usually Jamie and I will go and do our thing, and then we're like, okay, we'll just leave it with Dusty. And then he'll do his thing on it, and it becomes a Century Surfer song. So,
well, that's great. So with COVID-19, how are you adapting to the virtual world and social distancing? Any plans on streaming a live performance?
Maybe down the line.
Yeah.
Like we don't have... We've never played as a band, like, together live, just because the timing was so weird with everything, unfortunately. But like we said, this time has given us, it's given us time to really concentrate on getting the album done. And then once things start to kind of get back to normal, we'll start being able to rehearse and put that whole thing together. So I think next year, spring, we'll be able to play either virtually or in front of people.
You know, I think the coolest thing, though, in terms of adapting to the pandemic is that, you know, Roddy and I, you know, when we work together in person, you know, it's very fluid. It's such an easy thing to do. And we've had to transition to just basically sending voice notes on our phone back and forth. And even though we're in this pandemic, we've still managed to kind of get a lot of work done and exchange a lot of ideas. And it's been, you know, kind of interesting to see how the two of us have pivoted and transitioned throughout the pandemic. So even though it kind of sucks, it still hasn't kind of put a roadblock into our creative process and writing right now.
That's great. And where can we find more information on Century Surfers?
You could just follow us at Century Surfers on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all those places. And we're all over Spotify and Apple Music and all the streaming services, YouTube. Couple of cool videos on there, so yeah, you can find us. Luckily, our name, when you Google it, there's nothing else that comes up with the top choice. So that was another cool thing about our name. Usually, trying to find a name that's like no Google searches is very difficult.
Well, thank you, Jamie and Roddy, for being my guests and wishing you all the best of success with your latest new single. But before you go, can you please introduce one more song?
I'm Roddy from Century Surfers here with Jamie. This is The Wave.
You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this song. We'd like to thank Jamie Gutfreud and Roddy Colmer from Century Surfers for being my guests and wishing them all the best of success with their debut album.
For more information, visit their social media platforms at Century Surfers. Special thanks goes to Sandy Graham from Cashbox Canada for making this interview possible. With Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, I'm Dinah Chicky. Beach Corner is broadcast every Tuesday at 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. and also available on podcast anytime from our new Beach Booster Radio podcast page. Simply click the podcast button from my home page to enjoy unique and local programming. Beach Corner is also a regular feature in Beach Booster publication and can be seen on Wasaga Beach TV at Beach Talk. If you would like to be featured on Beach Corner, please contact Diana at beachbooster.com. I welcome your visit to my Facebook and Twitter pages. Bye-bye, everyone.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster. You are listening to Beach Booster Radio, broadcasting from our studios in the Stonebridge Town Center on Main Street, in the heart of downtown Wasaga Beach.